Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Well, what do we make of this one, ladies and gentlemen? Royals victorious. They take game one here in the second leg of the I-70 series. A comeback victory from a five-run deficit to a three-run game one dub for the good guys. Royals put up double-digit runs without a single contribution from Jack Caglione. 10-7, the final score. Royals get that record back to three games above 500. And the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. So many different layers to this game, to this team, to this victory, to this night in St. Louis. I'm interested to see how much are we making of this double-digit offensive explosion at Busch Stadium. Double-digit runs for just the fourth time this season. And when Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi do this, double digits are not necessarily a surprise. We're 61 games into this season, and I can't tell you how many times I've sat right here on the postgame show and lamented the fact that Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi were unable to do damage in big spots. Well, we're not going to be making those same complaints tonight as Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi combined to go 3-for-5 with runners in scoring position, 3-for-5 with a walk, and 5 RBIs. Now, that's not all those three did. Bobby also connected on a first inning 2-run blast, so 7 of the 10 runs, courtesy of the big three. The three bats that you and I have been waiting on all season. And we continue to wait. Right? One game does not make a regular season. But one night, one day like this that has been so Royal-centric, where the eyes of the baseball world have been on Kansas City, the top story in the sport was the 22-year-old Jack Caglione making his big league debut. Listen, if you just want to talk about Cags and how good he looks in the jersey and how good the swing was and how freaking hard the dude hits the ball, a 112-mile-per-hour ground out in his second trip to the dish, a 392-foot blast to the right center field gap that unfortunately finds the glove of Victor Scott, his final trip to the plate, the final out for the Royals offense, a 114-mile-per-hour missile off of the bat of Jack Caglione. In fact, you look around Major League Baseball tonight, of every single game, of every single hitter, Cags has two of the four hardest exit velocities across Major League Baseball tonight. He put the ball in play in all five of his trips to the plate and squared it up as hard as anybody in the sport in his first night in the sport. So we could talk about Cags. We can discuss Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby, but it was so much more than just the stars. So much more than just look at Cags and wow, how good could this offense be if this Bobby, this Vinny, this Salvi team up with that dude. It was more than that, right? Because the bottom half of this lineup is what jump-started this comeback. Now, Michael Lorenzen paid plenty tonight. Fell behind way too many batters and paid for it almost every single time. Michael Lorenzen leaves this game in the bottom of the third with his team down 7-2. But in the fifth inning with one out, Nick Lofton hits a home run. Drew Waters singles to the opposite field. Kyle Isbell singles up the middle. And before you know it, six runs have come in. The defense of Kyle, of Bobby, the bullpen, six and a third innings of five-hit relief. Man, again, there are so many layers to this one tonight, to this day in Royals history, a day in which I believe we've officially stepped into a new era of Royals baseball. The next 5.5 years are going to be unlike anything we've seen in this city since George Brett left. To me, the next 5.5 years are going to resemble the 1970s, more so than that Hosmer, Wade Davis, Lorenzo Cain team from a decade ago. For as many times as I sat here and said during that run in 2014, 15, and 16 that this was the new golden age of Royals baseball, ladies and gentlemen, I think we just tonight entered the third golden age of Royals baseball. We can dive deeper into that if you want, but I want to get you involved first. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. And every weekday morning, I'm listening to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, and they have a segment in which they call One Word. You know, Mac throws out a question, and Dusty and Fesco need to respond with one word. I want you to play that game with this game tonight. What word would you use to describe this 10-7 Royals victory? Now, maybe it's a word to describe double-digit runs, to describe Jack Caglione, to describe an offense finally picking up a rotation that has dragged them to this record. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Mike. You're hitting leadoff. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vert, how are we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I got a little liquid courage to call you.
There you go.
Hey, usually I listen to you guys, but I went out of my way to actually try to watch the game tonight. And I'm drinking a little bit of the Caglione Kool-Aid. His first at bat, honestly, if it was in Florida, it would have probably been a double. That hit, I think, was a double. Double or triple A, that second at bat probably would have been a single. So I think he actually, you know, I'm looking at it as still quality at bats. I think he had, you know, people are going to look at the stats and say, you know, okay, whatever. But actually, I think he looked all right tonight. That's all I got to say tonight. Thank you,
Bear. I appreciate it, Mike. Glad you enjoyed the liquid courage mixed with a little bit of Caglione juice. Certainly sounds like it's doing the trick. Let's go to Lake, who was one of the near 27,000 in the building tonight. Lake, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals take the opener in St. Louis. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, it's Lathan Olathe. But actually in St. Louis tonight, as you mentioned, and man, I would say my word is relief. It's just nice to finally, it's just taking, I don't know, it's just a relief, man. It's just so nice, finally. to have the bats pick us up for the first time in God knows how long. Right. You know, we went 5-for-9 with runners in scoring position out at Kauffman East. Felt like it was dang near. I mean, I'm going to be conservative and say it's probably 33%, 25% at the very, very least Royals fans. And how cool was it to already have some runs in the bag before Jack, Dusty's daddy, also as he's known, before he even gets up to the plate, already have something kind of, I feel like that kind of took the pressure off of him. You kind of let me know what you think about that, Vern. Also, shout out to Cody and Gold on the shirts. Tons of compliments on those. Tons of people asking where we got them, et cetera, et cetera. And I love this. You only get this when you travel, Vern, but I love this us against the world mentality. It's so nice getting to see Cardinals fans process this and look around and see the empty seats and see the Royals fans on their feet. I got a chance to look and just, it was really, really nice taking this in. I know you can understand, but I don't know, maybe you can't, not being from this area. I know you can, because all sports rivalries are kind of the same, but man, they picked a great night to go off. So nice after getting big brothered by these guys for so long. Really nice to stick it to them after all these years. And I know it's just one game. I get it. But if they do, I'll close with this. I think if the Royals, I think if we do finally get the offense back on track, I think this is going to be the game that we're going to look at in hindsight and we're going to be like, yeah, that was it. That was the one that really kind of push-started us.
Yeah.
And I'll say, finally, how about Isbell? I know I might keep on going on, but how about Isbell redeeming himself after that, after the lack of hustle and the defensive, you know, flub earlier in the game, to see him grab that. That was awesome. And finally, Vern, I'll if you'll excuse me, I'm going to enjoy literally probably the only good thing about St. Louis, which is White Castle. Thank you so much.
Oh, sick. Ugh. Thanks for the phone call. It was such a great phone call until that finish. I mean, that you... Well. You know what, White Castle, I'll accept your money. If you want to advertise, I'm not going to say what I want to say. Lath, enjoy it, and make sure you're near a toilet. Let's go to Chase in Raymore. Chase, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals even up this year's I-70 series. Now, two games apiece going into tomorrow night's tilt with Noah Cameron on the hill, and then Cole Reagan's going in the finale. You feel pretty good heading into the final two games. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, hey, we were at the stadium tonight in Busch. We made the drive to see Cags. It was amazing. It's so nice to have some electricity back in this lineup. I felt like the lineup Pugh ran out there tonight was what we needed, something to change things up. I want to know what you think about the lineup he had out there for us tonight. And let's go Royals.
Yeah, listen, thanks for the phone call. I was a fan of the lineup when I first saw it. I was on with Fesco yesterday, and when they asked, you know, how I would utilize Cags, yeah, I'm putting them in the 5 or 6 spot, but I was interested to see what they were going to do with Michael Garcia. I thought Michael needed to get on the other side of the slow-footed sluggers. Salvi, Vinny, okay, Jack can move a little bit better than Vinny and Salvi on the base pass, so I don't necessarily want to lump him in there as another oaf on the base paths. But Garcia can do it all, right? Garcia can move, and if you put him behind Vinny and Salvi and Cags, you're going station to station with those dudes in front of him. But you move Garcia to the 3 spot behind Bobby and India. Well, now we can get a little action going at the top of the lineup. And as the game progresses, you know, the 7-8-9 of Lofton, Waters, and Isbell leads perfectly into the quality ABs and the speed of India, Bobby, and Garcia. So you can still play your small ball from 7 until 3. And then you have your thumpers in the middle, Vinny, Salvi, and Cag. So, yeah, I'm perfectly pleased with this lineup today. Garcia also gives you Lorenzo Cain vibes, where he doesn't necessarily scream number three hitter, but he does everything well, can run into the occasional big fly, has gap-to-gap power, and can go first to third in the blink of an eye. Now, Michael Garcia, it's not silly to think that he could get to a place where he becomes a straw that stirs the drink for this team. As Michael goes, the boys go. But my first response to your question, Chase, of what do I think about the lineup, what I think was Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi got the job done. Something that they have not done all season. Now, occasionally, yes, here and there, they're not bad. Bobby's having a tremendous year. Vinny's really turned it on of late, and we're seeing much better outcomes for Salvi at the dish of late. But I'm talking about what they were last year. Herculean, as clutch as it came in the sport last season. Vinny and Salvi have been anything but. Tonight, though, Salvi in his one opportunity falls behind 0-2 and puts the boys ahead in the fifth inning. Fifth pitch of the at-bat, Salvi sees a 94-mile-per-hour fastball up and in. He drops it into left field to put the Royals ahead 8-7. Salvi drives in the game-winning run in his only opportunity with runners in scoring position. Vinny's first opportunity with runner in scoring position. He ties the game up at 7, drives in a pair as he smokes a 93-mile-per-hour fastball in the middle of the plate from the lefty Steven Matz, drives it to the wall in right center field, scoring Bobby and India, and again, knotting the game up at 7 apiece. That's what I like. Had Vinny and Salvi been doing this more often, maybe Cags isn't here. I'm glad Cags is here, don't get me wrong. But Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny tonight looked like the Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny we heard all last season on the debut album. You know, tonight's offense is the type of offense that you and I showed up on opening day hoping to hear on the sophomore album. All the things that we loved about last year, but with an improved Jonathan India at the top of the lineup. An improved Michael Garcia, Drew Waters, Kyle Isbell. And yeah, Chase, you're 100% right about Kyle Isbell. The dude has been on an absolute tear since the month of April ended. He's hitting .333 since the start of May. And after his 2-for-3 performance tonight, Kyle Isbell is a lifetime 500 hitter against the Redbirds. Lifetime 15-for-30 against St. Louis. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go back to the Royals fans celebrating a 10-7 victory in St. Louis. Let's go to Justine in Gladstone. Justine, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, what's up? I was just calling. My one word, you kind of threw me off on that one when I was listening. My one word is team. Team, because what started was Lofton and Waters, right?
Yep.
All we said is they just got to do one good thing a game. Just do one good thing a game. And they did. And they got the line moving, and they showed up. And, you know, I mean, that's really all they got to do. The other thing is, before Caglione, we were averaging 3.23 runs a game. Right now, we're averaging 10 runs a game. Yeah, so you can't argue with math.
No, you sure can't. Yeah. No, Justine, I'm with it. Keep them around. Keep pumping out double-digit runs, and we'll keep having these conversations after victories.
Yeah, math is math. Let's do it.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Again, the Royals bullpen tonight, 6 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. On the season, the Royals bullpen has an ERA of 3.25. That's top five in Major League Baseball. All right, we go to Tom in Overland Park. Tom was one of the near 27,000 at Busch Stadium tonight. Tom, what do you have to say after that one?
Vern, I cut out of work early. Made the trip east. What do I think about that? The one word and I want to say is I'm optimistic. I'm excited. I think your last caller was right. It's a team. It just felt like there was a lot more energy there tonight, Vern. I felt like the fans, I would say thank you. Another word that I wanted to use was thank you, because the players definitely played with a little bit more momentum and energy this evening. But I would also say the fans showed up, and we were loud. And, I mean, you could hear Let's Go Royals across that entire Busch Stadium. So, again, I'm optimistic. It was a great evening celebrated in right field. I have kind of a funny story. We had the Croatian sensation sign, and then this game we showed up with a different sign that was Big Jack. What was it, Finn? Big Jack Land. So instead of Big Mac.
Oh yeah. Nice, clever.
We had the Big Jack Land, and I got to tell you, it was the fifth inning. And we had to sign up, and we were trying to get a little bit of that momentum back after, you know, the seven runs given up by Lorenzen. And I got to tell you, the usher came up, and he ushered us out and told me that I couldn't have the sign up. And he said it was an MLB rule. And I was like, you know, I'm a season ticket holder. I've never heard of a rule that you can't have a sign up. And I told him, I said, listen, with all due respect, I think you might be wrong, but I think this might be a game changer. So my son and I are out in the concourse talking to him, and then all of a sudden a rally starts to form. And I was like, you know, we can't go back now because, you know, this guy just had the whole momentum change.
Right.
And, well, we sat out there and we had some Freddy's ice cream, and we watched the momentum on the big screen in the back of Busch Stadium. And then we came back and we celebrated with everybody, and then we got on a tear after that. And
wow,
it was just a great evening. So, you know, I want to finish, Vern, and just tell you, you know, you keep talking about this debut album. I got to tell you, I think this might be a double disc album. You know how exciting it was when we used to get those double disc albums?
Sure.
I'm even going to throw in, there might be a poster in there, and this is going to be a really great season. Maybe there's two parts to this season. Again, optimistic. Thanks, Vern. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for grounding this Royals nation. And let's go for the second half of the season, the second two-thirds. I think we've got this. Thank you, Vern.
Well, hey, thank you, Tom. Thanks for placing the phone call. Thanks for ducking out of work, and thanks for making the drive to St. Louis to support the boys. Yeah, 2025, my theme has been the sophomore album. Because last season's debut joint was outstanding, right? I mean, so many new people were brought back to baseball, fell in love with Royals baseball because of what these boys did last summer. But the greats follow it up with something as good, if not better. How great can the Royals be? Can they be the Nirvana of Major League Baseball? Kendrick Lamar, the Beyonce, can they have a sophomore album that's as good, if not better, than the first? As far as the double albums, what first comes to your mind when you think of a double album? To me, I got two, three. The Wu-Tang Triumph, Tupac's All Eyes on Me, Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Those are the first three that come to my mind. How about you? Let me know on the text line, 913-586-7965. How about those three albums? Triumph, Royals, Triumphant Tonight, All Eyes on Me. That might as well be about Jack Caglione, who again went 0 for 5 tonight. And then Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. That describes what it's like being in St. Louis. Wow, how about that? How it all comes together like that. That's pretty cool. Let's go to Lloyd in Iowa. Lloyd, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Come on, man. Yeah, it was a pretty cool compliment you were about to give me, and then you had to cuss. Clean it up, brother. Clean it up. Casey in Shawnee. Casey, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Not bad, just enjoying this win. My one word for the night is powerhouse. Describes Jack Caglione. Like you said, two out of the four hardest hit balls in Major League Baseball tonight. It was fun to watch the boys finally go off on offense.
Yeah.
And shout out to my brother, Matt.
I'm with it. Shout out Matt or Max?
Max.
Okay. Yeah, shout out Max. I'm with you on that. Thank you very much for the phone call. Royals win 10-7, the final score. Royals underdogs in this game today. Royals have been underdogs now in 18 straight road games. They're 11-7 in that stretch. Let's go to Dave in Kansas City. Dave, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. If I had to choose one word to describe tonight, I'd say consigliere. We could talk about a lot of individual performances. Steven Cruz, Lofton, Isbell, Bobby, great performances at all of them. We could talk about the team totals and manager moves. It was great to see Garcia in the three spot. The team going 5-for-9 with runners in scoring position. What I want to talk about, Vern, is the more esoteric, the vibes. I want to talk about Jack, no K, consigliere, Caglione. What does a consigliere do, Vern? They help the family succeed. It's not about their individual success, but about the family. Vern, so what did he do in his first big league game? Five outs. But the first one was hard. And the out wasn't the only thing that was hard, Vern. Oh, I think there was a lot of Royals fans across this country that were hard with excitement. Right. Yeah. That was 18.5% of the team's outs recorded. If he doesn't make those outs, some of the other players that made outs, that got runs and RBIs and scored runs might make those outs. If he doesn't make those outs, we might still be going. I like winning, Vern, but I don't like six-hour baseball games.
That's a good point.
The Royals needed runs. They call up Jack, bada bing, bada boom. Seriously, though, Vern, what do you think bringing someone up and having those moves? I've worked at a lot of different offices and things with, you know, things just aren't working well, but then, you know, maybe you hire someone new or someone comes in and all of a sudden you're reminded of, oh, yeah, I'm good at this too, or maybe – you know, the heat's been turned up. If I don't do my job, they might bring someone new in for me. So I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'm with you, Dave. And sometimes, you know, seeing it through a young man's eyes can remind you you're playing a game. You know, seeing Jack Caglione wide-eyed walking through the clubhouse, seeing him smile at his family, you know, all you had to do was watch them pregame. Watch the way that Bobby observed Cags. Watch the warm-up line before the game today. And the lighthearted nature. Not that these guys are, you know, tense. But when you have someone that reminds you of your big league debut, when you were that wide-eyed 21-year-old or 23-year-old or however old you were when you made your big league debut, you're having flashbacks when you watch Cags interact with his family. So, listen, it's a high-pressure job. It's a high-paying job. There's millions of dollars at stake in every single at-bat and every single game and every single series and week and month and year. And, yeah, it's littered with anxiety and failure. But on the rare occasion when you can get a glimpse of, oh, yeah, that's why I do this. It's still a kid's game. Put a smile on your face and go get dirty. Yeah, I think having Cags around can remind guys of that. I also think having Cags around can remind guys of what the goal is, top to bottom. The goal is to get to the playoffs, to win the World Series. Obviously, the 26 guys inside the clubhouse feel that way. They know the coach's staff feels that way. But when Jack Caglione is called up 60 games into the season, it's a reminder to the guys that the ownership and the front office has the same goals that you do. And we're going to do everything that we can to support you. Because the guys in the clubhouse knew that Jack Caglione was one of the 13 best hitters in this organization. They understood why he wasn't there already, but they knew he needed to be there and would be there eventually. So for that to be fast-tracked by a week or two, a month or two, it's similar to the jolt that a trade acquisition can give a clubhouse. And you're sitting there and you see Ben Zobrist walk in or Johnny Cueto walk in, and it's like, oh my gosh, man. I've been watching that dude on TV, and now he's my teammate. That's the front office and ownership is behind us, man. When you see a 6'5", 250-pound Abercrombie model walk in that hits 450-foot tanks, I know you didn't have to go outside the organization, but seeing that mutant walk in reminds you, oh, we got the full force of this organization behind us, and there's more to come. It's not solely on us. There are reinforcements here and more on the way. Dave, I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. As far as the pronunciation, whenever it comes to, well, really any language, I always turn to MLB Network's John Morosi, one of the great baseball reporters in the world, speaks like 7 or 8 different languages. He'll tell you how to say it.
Taglianone.
What was that?
Now that Jack Caglianone is in the major leagues, can we please universally agree upon the proper Italian pronunciation of
which is
Taglianone. Taglianone.
I don't think I'm going to say it like that, but it's certainly worth a shot.
Now that Jack Caglianone is
Caglianone, I'm not doing that. I'm sticking with Caglione. How about you, Kansas City? 913-586-7965. We go to Quinn in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Quinn.
Hey, Vern, I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. What do you have for us?
Well, hey, me and the boys are driving home from St. Louis right now. We went up for the day, and I just wanted to ask you, do you think the boys hit as well as they did tonight if Jack wasn't in the lineup? I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, boys, get home safe. No, why not? Let's say no to that. I mean, there's no proof one way or the other. Because if you don't have Cags in there, a righty on the hill, so a lefty off the bench. I mean, who's getting that? John Rave, right? John Rave's probably in there. Yeah, John, and so Nick Lofton would have been your designated hitter? No, I don't believe the offense would have put 10 runs up on 13 hits, because if you're Andre Pallante, the Cardinals starter, or any of the Cardinals relievers, you feel a little bit better about that six spot. Now, I understand Nick Lofton hit a home run tonight. Nick Lofton jump-started the comeback in that 6-run fifth inning. But with all due respect to Nick Lofton, if I'm the Cardinals pitching staff tonight, and I see Caglione on deck or Nick Lofton on deck, you know what? I might zero in on Salvi a little bit more than I was originally going to, right? I'm not letting Salvi beat me if Nick Lofton's hitting behind him. I'm going at Salvi if the power-hitting 22-year-old's on deck, right? Salvi finished off the first inning, made the final out of the fourth inning. Maybe that's not the case if someone other than Cags is hitting behind him. So, yeah, I even though we went 0 for 5, Cags was one of the reasons why the Royals put up double-digit runs for just the fourth time this season. I appreciate the phone call, Quinn. Opens up a phone line for you. Again, the number, same as our text line number, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals trailed by 5 runs at the end of 4 innings. They win this one 10-7, your final score. Quick timeout. Back to your thoughts after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the pitch to Junior, and he swings and hits it high in the air, deep into left center field and into the bleachers. Bobby Witt Jr. gives the Royals a 2-0 lead in the top of the first.
428 feet to center field, his seventh home run of the season. Bobby was ready for that first pitch fastball. 95 miles per hour, middle in. He didn't miss it. 107 miles per hour off of the bat. And, man, I've been whining for a long time. Pointing out a fact that this Royals team lacked thump. Now, we've been sitting here for weeks bemoaning the fact that Bobby and Salvi and Vinny were not the same Herculean clutch sluggers that they were a season ago. Putting it all on them because MJ and Renfro and Massey have disappointed so mightily in the power department. Right, we're looking at guys like John Rave and Drew Waters and Jonathan India and Kyle Isbell saying, hey, can you guys start running into home runs? No, it's not our job. Royals needed some thump. They brought up a guy in Jack Caglione that has some of the most prodigious power on the planet. He showed some of that today. Cags goes 0-for-5, but Bobby's home run there in the first inning puts the boys up 2-0 before an out is even recorded. Unfortunately, the Cardinals would tie it up in the second inning as Nolan Gorman would get almost an identical pitch to that that Bobby hit. A two-run home run, just like Bobby hit. A fastball in the middle of the plate, just like Bobby hit. And Nolan Gorman ties it up at 2 apiece. Then in the third, Michael Lorenzen pays mightily for falling behind so many different hitters. 5 runs come in to score against Lorenzen in the third, and his day is done. Royals trail 7-2 at the end of 4. But in the fifth, Nick Lofton hits a 1-out home run, and then single, 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 single. 4 straight singles. Capped by a Bobby Witt Jr. 2-run base hit, a 2-out, 2-run double from Vinny Pasquantino, an RBI single from Salvador Perez. In total, 10 men come to the dish as the big three come up big, and the Royals go from down 4 to up 1. 8-7 Kansas City at the end of 5. A classic Michael Garcia opposite field smoke show drives in 2 more with the bases loaded in the 6th. That makes it 10-7 Kansas City, and that would be your final score. Bobby Witt Jr., though, the 2-run home run in the 1st, the 2-run single in the 5th, he draws a walk in the 6th, plays some outstanding defense highlighted by a gold glove play to lead things off in Angel Zerpa's 6th inning, his lone inning of work. But Bobby was a menace offensively, defensively, and he is without question tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Him and his wife, for him being named Player of the Game,
His family will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods. It'll all be delivered to the Witt's home, courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. So again, congratulations to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, the great Bobby Witt Jr., who today drives in four runs, a season high four RBI for Bob, as he passes Steve Balboni on the franchise's all-time RBI leaderboard. He's now nine stakes away from cracking the franchise's top 25 all-time. All right, let's go to the calls. 913-586-7965. The Royals are back to three games above 500 on pace for 85 wins, putting them just one win shy of last year's total. All right, let's go to Zach from Lee Summit. Zach was one of the near 27,000 in the building tonight at Busch Stadium. Zach, what's your takeaway from this Royals win?
Man, Vern, oh, man. So, grew up, obviously, Royals fan, and one of my friends is a huge Cardinals fan. So, growing up, Cardinals, every time we played them, it was always just Albert Pujols just demolishing us, and then sure. Cardinals taking over Kauffman Stadium. So, growing up with that, hated it and avoided the series altogether. And so I saw Cags got called up. I was like, I got to be there. I went there, and man, Vern, there I was there right before, right when gates opened, went right behind the dugout, and it just gave me playoff vibes of the team. They were just like locked in. JJ was there. I don't know if he's usually there, but he was in the dugout. He was locked in. It just gave me just, it reignited, just like, all right, the boys are ready to play some ball, and they know that with Cags coming up, business is about to change, and it's about to be good. And then when we had that Bobby home run, man, I think I was the only one in my area cheering. Then it got quiet for a few innings, and then when we came back, because I was like, this is the classic Cardinals takeover. When we came back, it was like, all right, baseball, Kansas City Royals baseball is different, and it got me excited. I was like, you know, I might get home at 2 a.m., but it's all worth it. And yeah, season's different because the boys are finally playing some ball. And one last thing is I always say that Bobby Witt Jr. is the greatest specimen ever created, because I think he was created in a lab because he's that good. Yeah. So that's all for now, but thanks for everything you do, Vern.
Well, I agree with that. He was born to play baseball. He looks Bobby in a baseball uniform, you could put him in any era and it looks right. I mean, there are times where he looks identical outside of the Fu Manchu, where that swing looks identical to Hall of Famer Robin Yount. If you can get the really baggy pants, we can go back to the 40. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. is, yeah, I mean, one of the, if not the best baseball player on the planet, and certainly, you know, one of the great athletes on the planet. And you can't convince me that if baseball didn't work out for Bob, that he couldn't find his way onto the gridiron. That speed, that toughness, that agility, Bob could have picked the sport, in my opinion. Bobby tonight, 2-for-4, scores 2 runs, drives in 4, his 16th multi-hit game of the season. His hit total is 11th best this season in Major League Baseball, and his career hit total now matches that of Angel Barroa on the Royals' all-time hit list. They win tonight 10-7. We go to Lance in Overland Park. Lance, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, that was awesome, man. I still would remember you asking one word, and my word would be inspired, because that was a great game on a personal level, too, because I've just recently got my brothers to start watching the games on MLB, because they're, one's in Lawrence, the other one's a drill sergeant in the Marines in South Carolina. And we were watching the game in the third inning, and we were all just like, oh, man, come on. They're down 7-2. And I'm thinking, man, this is the worst-case scenario here. We're all looking for offense, and any mistake Jack makes, any strikeout or doesn't get on, it's going to be amplified. But that was the sweetest part of the win, was everybody did their part and sheltered the young man so he can, you know, get his feet wet without having the pressure on him. So it was just a great all around win, and he's exactly what this organization needed at the right time. And I'm excited for the future of the Royals and Jack Caglianone, or whatever that dude said. All right, I'm off the air. Thanks, man.
Lance, I appreciate it. Thanks to your brother and your family for their sacrifice. Yeah, you make a great point about how every single facet of the team did their job and more. Outside of Michael Lorenzen, right? Outside of the starting pitcher, which we haven't even brought this up yet. Lorenzen, you know the way back to the bullpen, right? Because that's your new home. Noah Cameron on the hill tomorrow. Cole Reagans returns from the injured list on Thursday. So unless there's been a setback for Seth Lugo, Michael Lorenzen, how about you take your behind back to the bullpen? But yeah, outside of the rotation, which has done an outstanding job all season, again, Lorenzen back-to-back stinkers, and I think he'll be escorted to the bullpen. I don't know how you let Noah Cameron go back to Omaha. I don't think that's going to happen. Lorenzen certainly didn't make a case for it tonight. But no, every single facet of the team went above and beyond. The defense was extraordinary. Kyle Isbell, Bobby Witt Jr. leading the way as usual. You know, I know the Royals made an error. Mikel Garcia was charged with an error. But, come on, his throw hit the bottom of Nolan Arenado's cleat. It wasn't because it was a bad throw. It was just dumb luck. So the defense was strong. Mikel steals his 11th base of the season. Got guys going first to third all over the place tonight. Offensively, again, 10 runs on 13 hits. The boys go 5-for-9 with runners in scoring position. I mentioned the bullpen. 6 1/3 innings of 5-hit relief. Carlos Estevez comes in and picks up his 17th save of the season. That's second best in Major League Baseball. Only the Padres closer has more saves than Estevez, who tonight throws his 9th straight scoreless appearance. Yeah, I open up the show asking you, you know, the question that Dusty and Fesco go over every morning, playing their game, the one-word game. There was so much to like about tonight's win, about the team that you beat for the win, about the debut of Jack Caglione. But if you had to boil it down to one word, what's your one-word takeaway from tonight's 10-7 victory? We go back to the phone calls, 913-586-7965, and we go to Tom in Kansas City. Tom, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
All right, Vern. Man, I have been loving listening to tonight's conversations, and I've been loving the win we got tonight. My one word is regeneration. I'm going to get biological on you. The process of restoring, replacing damaged or missing cells, tissues, organs, or limbs. It's full function, because this Royals team up until tonight has seemed somewhat anemic, another biological term. I mean, India tonight, 3 hits. What was he the last 8 games? I don't know. Or last 3 games. With home run, 2. His batting average fell from like a month ago from like 320 something. And now, you know, he's getting hits. He's batting 500 again. We got the CNC baseball factory. You were playing on that sophomore album thing. I'm going to go back to the 90s on that. Cameron and Caglione. I love this. I think bringing up this youth here and it has regenerated the team. And they're playing. I mean, when was the last time the Royals came from 5 down and won by more than 1 this season? I don't think there's been a game where they've come from 5 down. So I don't know, but I'm loving it, baby. And let's keep it rolling. I think Caglione brings everybody up. I mean, I'd love to see Melendez get back up here to the big leagues. When Caglione went up to Omaha and Melendez was sent down, Melendez since then has been, what, 235, 7 home runs, 9 stolen bases? It's amazing. Love it. Listen off air. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much for the phone call. A CNC Music Factory reference. Well, you know what? I guess we're talking about baseball. We probably don't have many 20-somethings listening. So, yeah, we all remember. Is that things that make you go, hmm? Is that CNC Music Factory? I know it's a Jock Jam song. Maybe it's not things that make you go, hmm. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Colin in the Northland. Colin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, longtime listener. First time getting through. How about them boys in blue tonight, huh? I think if I had one word to describe this win tonight, I would say ironic. How about it's the, you know, second half of the I-70 series, and we come from behind to get a great win. But the most ironic thing to me is that the only person to go goose tonight is Jack Caglione. Everybody has been complaining about this offense all year, and this first in Jack Caglione's debut, he comes up and everybody gets a hit. Everybody's hitting except for him. And you know what? To all those people, maybe there's a few doubters out there tonight. I was in Springfield and I saw the Northwest Arkansas Naturals play. And I saw Jack hit that 417-foot home run. And boy, that sound off the bat, it was amazing. I'm excited for my boys in blue. I'm excited for the win tonight. And I was going to ask a question about what we do with Lorenzen, but you answered that a few callers ago, so I'm going to go ahead and listen off air. But Vern, thank you for everything you do. Go Royals. Let's make a push for the playoffs, baby.
Let's
take care.
Do it. Why not? We showed up. Let's go. Colin, thanks for the phone call. Royals now 18-4 this season when they score 4 or more. Well, they did that tonight. They dropped 10 on the Redbirds and now hand the ball to Noah Cameron, a guy that is on a Fernando Valenzuela-like run, takes the ball tomorrow. And then your ace, Cole Reagans, returns on Thursday. Royals have a chance to sweep the Cardinals and thus clinch the 2025 I-70 series before heading to the south side of Chicago to slap around the White Sox. 913-586-7965. If you're on hold, stay right there. We take our final quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the pitch to Vinny. Swung on line to the gap in right center field. That is going to go all the way to the wall. India scores. Junior is around third. He will score on a two-out, two-run double for Vinny Pasquantino. And the game is tied at seven. The Royals have a five-run fifth inning.
Oh, it would get even better, because five pitches later, Salvador Perez would take a 94-mile-per-hour fastball up and in and drop it into left field, and Vinny would come barreling around third base. He would score the sixth run of the Royals' fifth inning, put the boys ahead 8-7. That's all they would need. Now, they tack on two more thanks to Michael Garcia. Royals take game one in St. Louis, 10-7, the final score. But that, Vinny Pasquantino, rocket to the wall in right center field, left his bat with an exit velo of 109 miles per hour. Vinny stepping up again with a runner in scoring position. Something he hadn't done all that often for a majority of this season, but he won the game on Saturday against Detroit by coming through in a clutch situation, and he ties this game up and helps complete the comeback in a clutch situation tonight. Vinny's now reached base safely in 19 straight games. He's batting .333 since the start of May. That game-tying two-out, two-run double in the fifth is tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Vinny would come to the dish again in the ninth inning with one out and nobody on. He would go to the opposite field. So a two-hit night for Pasquantino, his 17th multi-hit game this season. Now 13 of those 17 have come since the calendar flipped to May. Vinny's OPS in that span is .847. A league average OPS is around 700. So Vinny up near .850. Vinny getting back to being the undeniable one. The punch-outs are really starting to dwindle. The loud contact, the exit velo is up, the walks are up. Vinny Pasquantino trying to return to form, the man that I loved calling the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. It seems as if we're getting close to that moniker returning for the Pasquatch. Royals win 10-7. Let's go to Double J in Kansas City. Double J, you're next up on the postgame show. How are you, brother?
Bro, I'm good, man. After the win tonight, well, my one word would be grit, because of the toughness and the fight they showed tonight. Being down 7-2, that's not easy to come back. But you know what? We did it. Offense, way to go. Bullpen, way to go. Way to keep the line moving. And I tell you what, I cannot wait for tomorrow to see Noah Cameron Deere and see, even though Jack went 0-5 tonight, I love the contact he made, and I have a feeling he's going to go 2-4 tomorrow night. And it's just going to be fun to watch this guy grow as the season goes on. And, hey, I actually heard a cool stat on the television broadcast tonight. So mid-June last year, we were 10 games back. We're like only 8 games back. So, hey, the division's still right there, even though our team, I would have won the division, but if not, we'll be in the playoffs as a wild card team. So appreciate it, Vern, and I'll listen off here. Thanks, man.
Yeah, Double J, love the attitude. I'll be honest, though, I've turned my attention. Now, listen, it's still the 3rd, going on the 4th of June. Staring too long at the standings is a fool's errand. And you got more than a month and a half before we get to the trade deadline. There's 101 games still to play. So you're right. I am not going to disagree with you at all. The Royals can still, without question, win this division. But losing that series this weekend to Detroit has diverted my attention from the division to just get to October. It's going to be tough to win that season series against Detroit. You need to win 5 of the final 6, 5 of those 6 games at the end of August. Now, maybe they could do that. Maybe Detroit will suffer some sort of unfortunate injury that'll bring them back to the pack. But I just have a tough time seeing the Royals leapfrog Detroit and earn that tiebreaker winning that season series. So, listen, long way to go. You're 100% right, but the division to me is, boy, that's going to be arduous. To get to the top of this division with what this team has done through the first 61, it's going to be tough to leapfrog all those teams. All right, Royals still sitting in 4th place in the American League Central following tonight's 10-7 victory. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Royals a game back of the Twins and Guardians, 7.5 back of the front-running Tigers. Thanks for the phone call, Double J. Let's go to Shane in Oak Grove. Shane, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? So first off, today is my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks. So June 3rd should be a national holiday. It's the same day 6 years ago that we drafted Bobby Witt Jr. and then Jack makes his debut. Yordano was born on this day. Rest in peace, Yordano. But I have a couple things. So first off, I mean, I know Jack went 0-for-5, but the first two at-bats, I mean, you take a 78-mile-an-hour knuckle curve low and outside, which I heard was his weakness. You take that off. He didn't even get full contact all the way to the warning track with a great play by the center fielder in the gap. Then you hit a 112 off the bat, and Nolan Arenado, future Hall of Famer,
to the opposite field.
Yeah. Opposite field, right. And even the last at-bat was 113. Like, he had the two hardest hit balls in the game. I was there a week ago when we got shelled by Brady Singer. Our offense was like a fish you poke it that was not moving, like literally it was dead. And I know it's early, but my word is dangerous because you have Reagan's coming back. You have a shot of adrenaline in your arm with Jack, who's going to ignite everybody. And, I mean, on top of that, no, Cameron doing what he's done.
Right.
And I think Vinny is already just watching the broadcast, watching spring training. He's taking Jack under his arm.
Yep.
Like, he is pumped, so pumped to have Jack with him. Mm-hmm. It's like he's got a little extra boost, just comfort behind him in the order. And I'm just so unbelievably excited for this opportunity that we have with Jack and just all the good things happening, the good mojo. We still have over 100 games, as you mentioned, so I am more than optimistic, and my word is dangerous.
Oh,
so.
Great phone call. Hey, Shane, I need to hear from you more often, man. I know we hear from you on occasion. I need more of that. That's good stuff. That's staying dialed into the game. Great job. 913-586-7965. And listen, the bullpen's going to get better, right? Michael Lorenzen going out for the bullpen, you would assume, again. I hope that's the move. I hope everybody's healthy and Lugo's going to start Friday in Chicago. I hope everything's good. But yeah, while you wait for Urseg to return, while you continue to wait on Hunter Harvey, yeah, put Lorenzen out in the bullpen, that velocity can tick up a little bit. Well, not a bad thing. Speaking of the bullpen, man, so many guys deserve some love. Taylor Clark, another 1-2-3 performance. He's allowed only one run all season. One run in 13 innings of work. How about the job done by John Schreiber? He goes an inning and a third. A fourth scoreless appearance of more than one inning for Schreiber. And over the last 2 months, he's made 25 appearances, and 21 of them have been scoreless. Steven Cruz. Steven Cruz may have
been the most impressive of the bunch. Right, six different relievers used tonight by Matt Quatrero, and yeah, Steven Cruz, five up, five down. He lowers his ERA to 1.77 across 21 appearances. And how about Daniel Lynch, man? This is feels like days ago, but Lars Nootbaar hits a 101-mile-per-hour line drive off the right forearm of Daniel Lynch, on the inside of his forearm. And you know that thing was throbbing. Keep in mind, Lynch comes in to replace Michael Lorenzen in the third. He gets the final out to end that five-run Cardinals third. Lynch comes back out in the fourth inning, and the first man that he faces is Nootbaar. Hits that line drive off his non-throwing forearm. So that thing is just pulsating. You know he can't hear himself think. You know all he's feeling is pain. He walks the next batter on four pitches, but gets Brendan Donovan to swing through a slider. That's some toughness right there displayed by Daniel Lynch, who was adamant to the coaching staff and the training staff that, I'm fine. Get out of here. I'm fine. You don't need to check on me. Even though the guy couldn't feel his arm. Stays out there, gets a big strikeout. Daniel Lynch, his ERA is now down below two. ERA of 1.95 across 27 and two-thirds innings of work. So a lot of impressive performances out of the bullpen. Obviously, at the dish, as every single Royal starter collected a base hit. Well, everyone except for the guy that y'all showed up to see, Jack Caglione, 0 for 5 tonight. But as Shane correctly pointed out, the dude was hitting laser beams all over the field. In fact, he had two of the four hardest hit balls in the sport tonight. Cags is special, and we have four more months to enjoy the 22-year-old Hulk. Let's go to Vicky in Shawnee. Vicky, what do you think of this Caglione kid?
Well, my word is inspiration, because I knew that when he came tonight, the wonderful guy he is, he would inspire the Royals, who are not doing well, to say, hey, let's show them what we can do. And they did it. You see, he wasn't about him being a saver. It was to inspire them to show Tags, this is what we're made of. And I am so thankful they brought him back so that Salvi and Vinny and the rest of them could show them this is what we're made for. But because of the new guy, that's why they did that. And I knew that's what had happened. And I just thank goodness that he was there tonight to inspire us. We have not scored 10 runs in I can't remember how long. And thank you for putting Lorenzo back with Stratton in the minors. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vicky, for inspiring me. Royals put double-digit runs on the board for the first time in almost a month. May 8th against the White Sox when they beat that putrid ball club 10 to nothing. Two other shout-outs I want to give. Jonathan India tonight. Three runs scored, three hits. First time he's had a game with that stat line all season. And Michael Garcia only had one hit, but of course it comes with the runner in scoring position. Of course it's hard hit, and of course it goes to the opposite field. Michael's two-run opposite field, two-out single in the sixth. Garcia's now batting .313 on the season. That's top 10 in baseball. Michael's hitting .306 with runners in scoring position. Again, it was a total team effort. And now you got to do it again. 10 runs is nice, but when I look at the first 61 of the season, the 10 runs are the aberration. Royals have scored more than 5 runs just 10 times all year. Yeah, a perfect 10-0 in those games. Can they do it again? Well, we'll find out. They might not need to when you have a guy like Noah Cameron on the hill. Game 2 in St. Louis, Tuesday night at 6:45. Noah Cameron squares off with Miles Michaelis and his extraordinary mustache. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. And don't forget, the manager, Matt Quatrero, joins Fesco and Dusty tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 as I'm lucky enough to join Cody and Gold as they make their way back from St. Louis. Special thanks to Nathan Williams back at the studio, who correctly pointed out post-game shows are going to be very colorful with a superstar with the first name Jack. Some of you are so very childish.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.